Now, last week, the Catholic Archbishop of Dublin called for an all-Ireland approach to the return of worship ahead of Easter. He said it was grossly unfair that those seeking to worship can't do so until level two. Despite this, churches will remain closed for Easter, a key celebration in the Christian calendar. Our reporter, Cian McCormick, has gauged the reaction of parishioners and clerics.
Jesus Christ is risen today.
It's just so powerful. I love it.
A hymn Dee Huddleston will miss on Easter Sunday.
It tells of how we feel and it lifts the name of Jesus. So I really do love that one.
But she'll hear this hymn online because the service will be on YouTube. But for Dee, a parishioner in the parish of Selbridge and Strafford with Newcastle Lions in County Kildare, the social side of meeting others won't happen this Easter.
Easter Sunday is always such an uplifting Sunday because as Christians we believe that that's the day that Christ rose from the dead and it means such a lot to us. And we all meet together on Easter Sunday. We always have communion on Easter Sunday. So there's a real sense of community. It's lovely having the services online, but you can't get that same feeling of all being together.
The parish's rector, Stephen Neal, has similar feelings.
It will be very strange once again not to be able to have that shared sense of presence with each other.
The Church of Ireland rector says churches shouldn't open until it is safe for them to do so.
I don't think it's worth jeopardising lives. I'm relieved that the Southern government hasn't actually issued a return to worship permission as such as they have up north. And even if they did, I must say I would be reluctant to do so. I think we should proceed cautiously. For the sake of a couple more months, I would be prepared to wait and hold off.
In Moyross in Limerick, Eileen Sheehan is sad Easter won't be happening at the Corpus Christi parish.
Yeah, we're really going to miss the Easter, you know, and seeing all the people coming in. And it's a very important time. It's more important than Christmas.
Eileen is the local sacristan and she'd like to see churches reopening soon.
I got up in the morning, they said masses was back to normal. Now, I happened to be in town on Saturday and I went to the market here in Limerick. I don't usually go, but I was just passing. And the amount of people... And I said to myself, my God, I said, look at my church above Corpus Christi. There's plenty of room for 10 people on the right and 10 people on the left. Even if we had two or three masses, definitely, I think myself that masses should be allowed. If this keeps going on, I'd be fearful for the church coming back. If we lose our faith, what will we have?
And while reopening won't happen this side of Easter, local parish priest Pat Hogan says it could be accommodated.
For instance, at Christmas, we put on a number of extra masses and we were able to accommodate everyone who came and they all socially distanced and it was all very well organised and they all wore masks and they all respected each other. And I think we could still do that. Waiting for level two is much too long. I think we could accommodate them safely tomorrow and keep them all safe.
The Russian Orthodox Church celebrates Easter in May.
Easter is, as you know, the greatest feast of the year.
Ciara Sullivan is a parishioner in the parish of St. Peter and St. Paul at Harold's Cross in Dublin.
Before COVID, when we could actually gather together in the church, what happens is people from the parish would start gathering together from around 11 o'clock on the Saturday night. The service then would really begin at midnight.
Ciara will miss being at the religious service and meeting people afterwards.
Well, after the service, we would have all had baskets of food with us. The priest would bless them. And then we would go downstairs and share a table together as a congregation. The great part of the celebration is coming together at the end and sharing in that paschal food that we would have. So, yes, that's a big part of what we miss. And we just miss the community of meeting each other and sharing in the feast together.
Father Michael Nosanoff, the parish priest, says he hopes restrictions on religious gatherings can change before his church celebrates Easter in May.
Yes, we support this call of the Archbishop of Dublin. So I think it's very important to open the churches. We still hope that we will be able to celebrate this Easter with our people, even if we won't be able to let people attend the service. We will broadcast the service online.
That was Father Michael Nasanov of the Russian Orthodox Parish at Harold's Cross in Dublin, ending that report by Cian McCormick.